Good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to your Youth Forum, The Connection, coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. It's a Tuesday, November the 27th, 2018, and I'm your host, Ntungameli Nkomo. Tonight, we are talking about the role young people are playing or should be playing in combating violence against women and the girl child. This as the world marks 16 days of activism against gender-based violence. Let's get connected on WhatsApp. The number is 001-202-465-0318. Or you can call us live and direct at 001-202-619-2077. We are streaming live on our Facebook platforms at VOA Live Talk, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Shona. We are also streaming live on our three websites. That's voashona.com. voandebele.com as well as voazimbabwe.com. The world is marking 16 days of activism against gender-based violence amid concern in Zimbabwe that the number of rape cases against women is on the increase. One of the organizations that handle victims of domestic violence, Musasa Project, says it has since recorded 384 cases of rape against women and girls this year. If you think that is bad enough, wait until you hear this. At least one woman is raped in Zimbabwe every hour. Again, that's according to Msasa Project, citing national statistics. The question we are asking tonight, therefore, is what role do young people have in combating this scourge? Ilo utaba esingalo zihlobo zami esithandekayo lamhlanje kungolwesibili mhla zimashumi mabili lasikhombisa ngenyanga kaLwezi kuhlelo lwabasakhulayo lapho esinanza khona esibambana khona lomhlaba. Sinanza umkhankaso wokulwisana lokudlwengulwa lokuhlukuluzwa kwabesifazana ezindlini. Umkhankaso we 16 days of activism against gender-based violence. Uqale ngeviki edlulileyo ngesonto lo mkhankaso njalo uzaphela mhla zilitshumi ngenyanga kaMpalakazi. Ngaso sonke ke lesisikhathi uZulu emhlabeni jikelele uyabe elwisana lomkhuba lemikhutshana yokuhlukumeza omama ezindlini, ukudlwengulwa kwabo, ukudlwengulwa kwabantwana okuyinto edanisayo njalo enzakalayo mihla lamalanga emhlabeni jikelele. Okudanisa kakhulu eZimbabwe ngokutsho kwenhlanganiso esebenza labantu labomama abahlukunyuziweyo, iMsasa Project. Okudanisayo eZimbabwe ukuthi ukudlwengulwa kwabomama labantwana abangamankazana kuyaqansa kukhwela imihla namalanga, ithi njalo linhlanganiso. Hola ngehola eZimbabwe ukhona oyedwa owesifazana obanjwa iganyavu. Uhulumende utshona ekonona kakhulu ngalokhu inhlanganiso ezizimeleyo. Opinya bayagwetshwa, bayabanjwa, bagwetshwe bavalelwe ejele, abanye baphiwa ama 10-15 years. Mhlawumbe abanye baphiwe phansi iminyaka ephansi kwaleyo, kodwa ngomkhuba oyaphambili akula bubelo obuba khona. Ndiyo nyaya yatere kukurukura nezvayo nhasi vadiwa vatereri pano pachirongwa chenyu chevechidiki, chirongwa The Connection. apo tichi batana ne dzimwe nyika dzepasi rose pakucherechedza urongwa hwekurwisana nekushungurudzwa kwemadzimai pamwe chete nemwanasikana mudzimba. Urongwa hunodaidzwa hunozikanwa nekuti 16 days of activism against gender-based violence. Kutaura kudai Msasa Project iri kureva iyo kuti gore rino chete yakatambira macases kubatwa chibharo kwemadzimai anosvika 384. Iri kuti zve awa neawa paawa rega rega pane munhukadzi anobatwa chibharo muZimbabwe, iyo inova nyaya inorwadza zvikuru. Saka mubvunzo watiri kubvunza imimi vechidiki nhasi ndewekuti zvii zvamuri kuitawo kurwisana nedambudziko rekubhinywa uye kushungurudzwa kwemadzimai iri. Joining me now on the show is we have two guests. My first guest is Ngobile Munzara of the Women in Law Connect. Ngobile, good evening and welcome to Studio 7.
Thank you, Mtunga. Welcome. Thank you for having me. Good evening, listeners.
Thank you so much. I'd also like to welcome Evanice Munando of the Female Students Network Trust. Good evening and welcome, Evanice.
Good evening, listeners.
Thank you for joining us there. Starting with you, Ngo. It's time of the year again when we reflect as the world, when we reflect as Zimbabweans and realize really how dirty we are when it comes to this issue of violence against women.
Yes, Mtunga, that is correct. So what you find is that the statistics of gender-based violence against women and girls is increasing. The statistics are increasing each year, and they are quite shocking. But what's also encouraging is that quite a number of organizations are talking openly against gender-based violence, and they are taking action as far as they can to open up the dialogue in their various communities, because that's where the problem starts, where we don't talk about gender-based violence openly in our communities or in our spheres of influence. So you find that the victims suffer in silence. But where you have Parliament of Zimbabwe officiating at their own premises, you've got USAID also on their social media pages running a campaign. You've got so many institutions, ourselves as the Women in Law Connect, we are a grouping of female lawyers, and we've also added our voice to this scourge to say we are here as female lawyers to assist any victims of gender-based violence, and we speak out against it. And if you think of what has happened in the last couple of weeks, quite a number of women in Harare have actually been stabbed. Some have survived. One lady I know has survived, but others unfortunately haven't. And a lot of the cases, even one that was reported today, and of a female lawyer, you know, these are victims of gender-based violence, and it's really unfortunate. So as women in law, we are speaking out against it, and we are saying we are standing with the victims of gender-based violence.
You are talking about a lawyer being a victim. So really, this kind of violence is not, it doesn't discriminate against the educated and the uneducated. It can target anyone.
That is correct, Mtunga. It doesn't discriminate. And that's why it's really important to speak openly about it, to create those opportunities for dialogue, for honest and open dialogue, because women and girls suffer in silence. some women are in relationships where they are subjected to gender-based violence, like the young lady who passed away, unfortunately, yesterday. And others are suffering in the office. Others are suffering in various sectors of their lives, but they are suffering quietly because they don't know where to go or who to turn to talk about their situation. So we as women lawyers, we are saying that we are here for anyone who wants to come forward. We are here. We stand ready to assist. And for our dear colleague who passed away, said we are also trying to put together some funds just to assist the family with, you know, in the traditional Zimbabwean way of collecting some donations, and we're just expressing our condolences with the family. Very unfortunate what happened.
Thank you there. No, please do stay on the line. Coming to you, Eva Nice, as young women, how are you dealing with this subject?
Thank you very much. The subject is so touching, because I'm going to speak specifically for our work, which we do as the Female Students Network in tertiary institutions. Female students are suffering in the hands of the lecturers and the non-academic male teaching staff. And this is very sad, because in terms of redress and seeking recourse is still a problem in our tertiary institutions. The issue which is prevalent at the moment in terms of gender-based violence in tertiary institutions is that of sexual harassment, which is happening every day. And it's the issue of power dynamics, where lecturers have control over our female students. And in terms of the law, there's no specific law which seeks to address the issues of sexual harassment. So the perpetrators are getting away with it. And also, when I speak generally in terms of young women facing sexual harassment, it's always this transactional sex, where the older people advancing sexual favors towards young women. And as I also spoken about the issues of patriarchy and power dynamics, the young women cannot refuse when they are approached to have sexual favors with these older men. And it is very sad that in that relationship, female students or young women have no voice. They have no choice to suggest even for safer sex. And every time and every day, we are also suffering issues of cyber harassment, where in a relationship, if the relationship becomes sour, the male counterpart will go on social media and put pictures there to humiliate the female counterpart. And it is very sad that even in terms of law, it is not specific how these issues can be addressed in terms of safeguarding the plight of female students in tertiary institutions. And also, when I speak about patriarchy, yes, my colleague has also spoken about even the educated and non-educated, they can't deal away with this gender-based violence. It is very true, because in terms of patriarchy, no matter whether you are on a high post or even you are an advocate of this sexual gender-based violence, we as women, we have no power in our relationships because of patriarchy. The males dominate. And to that effect, women are suffering in the hands of men. And if you go to the court of law, I can give an example. If a female student has been violated in terms of their rights or have been raped, you go to a police station, they will laugh off that matter and say, you are an adult. How come you have been raped? How were you dressed? How were you walking? Were you walking throughout the night? But we are realizing that violence against young women and girls is happening even in public spaces, where the world or even the communities are also contributing to that effect. So we are saying, as the Female Students Network, the issue of sexual harassment, and also as we commemorate the 16 days of activism against gender-based violence, we are running a campaign where we are saying, hashtag smart girls, hear me too. We need the community to realize that we are equal beings. in terms of you know, our dignity in the community and even in the country. So we're sanitizing the community.
Ndimbo pindira ipapo Eva Nice. Saka zvauri kutaura apa ndezvekuti sevadzidzi muma universities muma colleges muri kusangana nedambudziko rekushungurudzwa kana kubatwa chibharo nevarairidzi.
Ndizvo zvochaizvo.
Mbotitsanangurira ipapo kuti zvinofamba sei chaizvo.
Okay, in terms of the power relations, what I, which I earlier alluded to.
Neru rimirwa mai.
Hello?
Neru rimirwa mai, Eva Nice, kana uchigona.
Okay, all right. Nyaya dzekuti varume nemadzimai atina kuenzana pamasimba kana tichitaura nezvenyaya dzema relationships. Malecturers vanhu vakuru vatiri kutotarisira kuti vanotora chinzvimbo chevabereki kana vasiri kumacollege. Ende tinenge takatoisa trust kuti ivo ndivo vachachengetedza vanava. Asi chiri kutishamisa isise female students network ndechekuti malecturers iwayo ndivo vari kutoenda kumberi vachishungurudza vana vachiti ukasandida haupase chikoro. Vamwe vacho vari kutononoka kugraduata mushure mekunge vareporta nyaya idzi kumapurisa kana kuti painstitution. Ine chimwe chinhu chiri kutirwadza ndechekuti malecturers iwaya kana achinge abatwa nemhosva saizvozvo hapana chiri kuitwa nemacolleges iwaya kuti vapinzwe pamutemo. Vamwe vari kutoresigna kutosiya basa. Ende tinoshamisika kuti kana munhu apara mhosva anotongosiya basa zvakadaro nyaya yetonzi yapera pacollege ipapo. Inyaya dziri kutishungurudza. Ende uyezve iwa vandanditaura manon-teaching academic staff vanhu vari kuwanika zvepamainstitutions ndingape muenzaniso wekuti ayo anenge ari magadhi. Gadhi ndiye anoona kuti pagedhi papindani panei. Asi kana iye gadhi iye amumwe chete wekuti akurepa mwana, ko tiri kuti isisu kuchengetedzeka kwedu sevanasikana pamakoreji kwakamira sei? Nenyaya yekuti nyaya dzacho dziri kuitika pakoreji ipapo dzekunze dzitori shoma pane dziri kuitika pakoreji mazuva ese. Vana vari kushungurudzwa, vamwe vari kurepa, vamwe vari kubanikidzwa kuenda pabonde nenyaya yevanhu vakuru. Saka ndaya ndichinyanya kusimbisisa nyaya yekuti vanhu vakuru ava ndivo vari kukonzeresa mhirizhonga. Dai zvanga zviri nani chaizvo kuti mamale students vanga varivo vanhu vari kudii, vari kushungurudza vana. Tinoti aiwa, vana vari kudzidza pamwe chete. Bati nyaya yedu iri kutirwadza ndeyekuti malecturers aya ndivo vari kuenda pamberi. Ndinoda kukupai information pamaererano nenyaya iyoyo. Muna 2015 takaita tsakurudzo dzedu tikatoona kuti more than 75% yevasikana vari kusafa sexual harassment in the hands of lecturers, male lecturers who are supposed to be the custodians ichi yema student there. Saka nyaya yekushaikwa kwemutemo watinotiwo pachirungu sexual harassment police kana kuti even the statutory instrument they are kushandisa one of statutory instrument 1 of 2000. Can you imagine? It's 18 years down the line. Mutemo uchingonzi aiwa uri kukwanisa kuchengetedza vana but hapana chiri kuitwa because an instrument is a guideline. It's not mutemo wekuti maperpetrators of violence vanokwanisa kuti vabrought to book. Saka izvozvo ndo nyaya dziri kutibata kuti every day ndiva kutaura within this week we have received more than 5 cases of sexual harassment. Kazhinji kacho ari maprofessors ari kumainstitutions vanenge vachishungurudza vana. Saka tiri kuti with this prevalence chiri kuitika izvi hapana chiri kuitwa nehurumende kugadzisa dambudzikiri because mutemo hakuna unotaura kuti kana uyu lecturer abata mwana chibhara anoitwa sei. Ende tiri kushungurudzika nenyaya yekuti
ndimo mubata muromo ipapo ndimbounza Nqobile. Uyavezwa avafundi Nqobile vayakhala lapha bathi kulokuthi bakhale ngokuthi badlwengulwa ngabanye babo abesilisa abangabafundi bakhala ngokuthi badlwengulwa ngababalisi babo. Njalo Mzwile uthi kuliviki kuphela bathole imbiko yokudlwengulwa kwabafundi abahlanu. Ungathini ngakukhulumayo u-Eva Nice? Alo, Munzara. Alo, Nqobile.
Okay.
Alo, Nqobile.
Hello, Mthunga, ngiyakuzwa ngikhona.
Ah, okay, abe singasazwanani. Bengisithi uyamuzwa lapha uEva Nice ukhala ngokuthi njengabafundi bahlezi bedlwengulwa nje ngababalisi abamele ukuthi babe ngaba yabanakekela bayabafundisa. Bona bayabadlwengula uthi bathole ama cases amahlanu kuliviki kuphela. Njalo uthi okudanisayo ukuthi kakulamthetho odila lababalisi abayabe bethe benza ihlazo elinjalo. Ungathini ngalokho?
Ngithunda lokhu ukuthi kungizwisa ubuhlungu njengomuntu laye owake wadlula kulezo ndawo kuma-universities. Especially ngikhangelela ukuthi labo bantwana abangamankazana yibo abasakhulayo, they are our leaders of tomorrow. And nxa sithi ama-leaders of tomorrow, they are being sexually harassed kuma-universities. Ama-cases angkhona nxa ehamba emapholiseni, amapholisa ehleka, kuzwisa ubuhlungu kakhulu ngoba bona labo ama-lecturers, they are supposed to be in a position of protection, not a position of victimization. Kuma-police stations, every police station has a department, a unit, okuthiwa yi-victim-friendly unit. Okuthi nxa ulama-cases awe gender-based violence, our sexual harassment, ama cases that are very sensitive, including domestic violence, you can go as a victim. Usi a reporter specifically who victim-friendly unit. Ngoba amapholisa abasebenzela endaweni zonezo va-trainwa ukuthi bedile lama cases are sensitive bona lawo. So siyabe sibaqonqosela amapholisa ukuthi nxa sikelwa ngama-cases anjalo bengahleki bethi umntwana oyinkazana kanti wena ubugqokeni, kanti wena utheni, kanti wena ungumuntu omdala. Ngoba ayisikho ukuncedisa abantu, ayisikho ukuncedisa umntwana oyinkazana khonokho nxa ipholisa lizakhuluma njalo. It's very heartbreaking, Thunga, and for me even worse because these are the mothers of tomorrow. These are our aunts of tomorrow. If they are being violated at university where they are supposed to be learning to open their minds, to nurture their academics so that they become our leaders of tomorrow, it is very disturbing. And so it is really important for the government to step in, exactly as my colleague Eva Nice is saying, ukuthi ikhulumende kayingene ifake umthetho oqinileyo, which is going to make sure that these, especially if you are a lecturer, and you are sexually harassing students, that you are dealt with accordingly and to the fullest extent of the law. Before that happens, as I am talking, we're saying, as ama women lawyers, there are offices in various provinces which may not be enough, but ama offices akhona awe Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights, awe Zimbabwe Women Lawyers Association, that young ladies can approach for seeking assistance, to get legal assistance, free of charge when they are faced with those kinds of situations. Mm-hmm. It is not right for a student who is in university to be also faced with sexual harassment ngoba kuthiwa ubedinga ama-mark kumbeni uteacher umfakele u-D uthi amnike u-A, she gets sexually harassed by the teacher.
Uh-huh.
So we are speaking against it, especially as women lawyers, and we are saying that it is not right. We are here to protect, to serve. We are here to use the full extent of the law to make sure ukuthi othisha bona labo, number one, bexotshwe umsebenzi, number two, belale ejele.
Mm-hmm. Thank you there, Nqobile, and please do stay on the line. Ke ngithathe abalaleli abasanda sixhuma abatsha ngoti bata it's 24 minutes past 8 o'clock, this is The Connection on Studio 7, and tonight we are talking 16 days of activism against gender-based violence. My guests tonight being Nqobile Munzara of the Women in Law Connect, as well as Eva Nice Munando of the Female Students Network Trust. The question we are asking tonight is, as a young person, what role are you playing or should you be playing in combating gender-based violence? sithathe abalaleli umlaleli wakuqala silo Mathisa kunjani mnumzana
notice
oh notice
yebo baba
aha hayi siyabonga ngaloko sungenele kuhlelo notice
ehe hayi baba nkomo unzima ikosi yesizwe sishwa shwa madoda zibushungu ngoba uyakhulunywa kanje abantu badlengulwa kwenzakala ba retha abantu abethu bayenza izinto ezivangalisa kodwa ke kulamapolisi eZimbabwe amapolisa akhona eZimbabwe umthetho ukhona lo mthetho lowo ngumthetho ngibengakuthi kungathi libhakane libekwe ukuthi ukuthi nyasi lamapolisa le mthetho njonjonjon kodwa lo mthetho awulandi lamapolisa kabawuyenzi kungathi kabawu running ngendlela efanele ukuthi bawu running ngakhona ngikhuluma kanje mina nilo mzukulu wami wa 2-3 years back warethwa umuntu owayemsebenza eyimedia khona lekhale napha nisebuzwa naso manje-ke lubaba kuthuthwa wathi ngemva kokumrepa wafokuthiwa wabeseba leloya igqwetha igqwetha lakhe lammela kwathiwa akulabo kufakazi ngoba ngafana wakuwa sure umntwana ongane angasisola ukukuwa engathi retho umntwana ongane under the age defilement am rapper kungadingeka ukuthi kuthiwe ngafana wahlaba umkhosi utshengisa ukuthi uberethwa ngafana wathiya utshengisa ukuthi uberethwa umntwana ongane asuza kwanisela ukuzikhulumela ukuthi hayi ube nirapper ngasuza kuzikhulumela lasekhoti manje-ke khona lapho-ke bese kuthiwa amapholisa kuzothiwa kulo mthetho omele abantu ngithi umama lo sithi amathisele labarepha bangahambisisa edeleni njani njani benjani njani akulalokhu kwenzakala lokhu bantu barethwa abahambe edela akula dele khona ezimbabwe akulamthetho
ezimbabwesobaarethwaulu
bethu bazarethwa omama bethu bazabulawa bazothina ukuthi akula ngisho ngoba noma ungaze uyekhothi edela akula action ethathwa
notice umtshana wakho eze ebanjwe waye le minyaka engana emingaki
phansi kwe-8 ngakuthatha o-14 years umsukuzi
onkosi yami owambambayo utshile ukuthi waba le gqweda waphuma discharge kwahamba njani
waphuma discharge ma indala yakhona ngiyibusisa kuthi uthi lo muntu sawaphuma igama lokuthi umsukulu kazangeukuthi akulaufakazi okuthi warethwa because kazange ahlaba umkhosi ukutshengisa ebiza ama-neighbors ukuthi urethiwe umuntu erethiwe straight ekhuluma ukuthi ngirethiwe lapha awu madoda
hhayi siyabonga ngokungena kuhlelo mhlawumbe umbuzo wokucina esikhathini esiningi njengoba uyatsho abadlwenguli yithi obaba mlandubani esilawo njengabo baba njengabantu abasakhulayo ekulwisaneni lobuganyavu obunje
okunye yingabomo yethu thina obaba yingabomo ngoba eZimbabwe futhi vela kwakungela umthetho futhi sakuqhubela phambili vela besenza njalo okokugcina obaba ngani kuthiwa kulo mthetho ngabe kuthiwa kulo mthetho futhi umthetho awukwezima ngani kuthiwa kuthiwa kulo mthetho ngoba kuyazwanana eZimbabwe inkinga sizwane baba nkomo ngani siyezwana amapholisa asebenza njengoba nje engamapholisa engathi no mina because ngimshona so angisoze ngisebenze ukuba uchesi endebele ngimdebele angisoze ngisebenze ichesi yeshona njengomunye umuntu that thing yinto ebulala imithetho yethu eZimbabwe laphana ngabona nxa bangalungisa izinto ezifana lalezo kuzaba lula ukuthi obaba bethi ma berepha bebanje bevalele ejele kumbe bebanje ngathi ngesintu sakithi bexholose kumbe yitsho njalo yabona because kuhlungu kabankhobakuhlungu shisirisibili abafazi sagcwela iganga lonke leli asudingeke ukuthi umuntu angarepha umntwana esesikolo ubutisha semthatha sesamrepha ukuze ampasise upaseni yibo ukuthi kubona ezimbakungela mthetho kanje because kusho ukuthi abantwana baya esikolo because banika ama-results because ngokurethwa ngendlela ezinjalo wabona ukuthi nto njani
hayi limqotho lelo siyabonga ngokungena kuhlelo mnumzana notice
yebo baba
aha unotice ke lapho banotice wange watshitaura ibo ukuthi bane hama yabo yakambo batwawo chibharo asi banyakubhinya vakatswaga gweta naisho so vakazo buda discharge asi mwana iyeye anzi aivane makore asati akwana iwo 18 ndi tore zvekare mumwe mtereri vachurera makadi hama yangu vachurera tripo yedu makadini aha matibata muri kupi aha mainzwa ya tiri kuvhiya nhasi tipewo pfungwa dzenyu saka tiri kukurukura nenyaya neurongwa hwekurwisana nekubhinywa uyezve kushungurudzwa kwemadzimai mudzimba chirongwa che 16 days of activism against gender-based violence icho chinouya vanorwira kodzero dzemadzimai kuZimbabwe vachichema nekuti nyaya dzekubhinywa kwevanasikana nemadzimai dziri kukwira mazuva ose muri kuzvionawo sei
inini hangu ndinovepapa ndichisugira ndichiti kune kuwana baba kana baba vari mudzimba kwakunge chiwana zvekuita nekuti tikagara tisina zvekuita ndizvo zvimwe zvinozosimudza kuti madzimai tisange tiwirira nawo taungoita pamuromo kungoita zvinhu zvina nebasa kurudzira yangu dekuti dai munyika mwedu mawanikawo zvekuita zvekuti vana baba vasagare vangori panzvimbo imwe chete vasina zvekuita ndimbomba kuzotirikira vakusungurudzana namai
saka isusu sevanhurume kana kuti sevechidiki zvii zvatingaitawo zvii zvamungaitawo kubatsira kurwisana nedambudziko iri
ni ndinongokurudzirawo kune varume edu yangu kuti pave nekukakavadzana nemadzimai nekuti madzimai ava ndiwo anoita kuti nyika yedu tinge tichionekera nesuwo tinge tivarume vakarongeka
aha aiwa tinotenda nekupinda muchirongwa vachiurera
andafara zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa zvizvarange rekutanga
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mudzoke zvekare mazuva ese
aiwa tinodzoka mbaramu tinondibata panhamba ichechi
okay tichamufonera I thank you so much 27 minutes before the top of the hour as we continue our discussion today ndimbodzokera kwamuri ever nice munado of the female students network trust in many cases ever nice is not easy for victims of rape and domestic violence to step forward, to come forward and tell their story. You said this week you received five cases from your members. How do they find that process of coming out and really telling their story? Is it that easy?
Yeah, it's easy. At the moment, I can safely say that because of the programs which we are doing to empower them, building courage and foster resilience, that they should stand for their rights. I think the increase in reporting of cases of sexual harassment, it has come from the background that they are now aware, more aware of what is happening on the ground. So coming forward for them to report, they are coming forward, yes, and it's actually more than five cases because the other cases are also coming. In 1 week, it's more than five cases. But the problem is, and the issue is, because there are no laws that protect these students, I think the previous caller spoke about getting lawyers and also be able to protect or give legal representation and advice for these female students. We are reaching a brick wall in terms of addressing issues of sexual harassment because the law is vague. Sexual harassment is being treated as a misconduct in the court of law. And even in the Constitution, it's not very clearly addressing how sexual harassment can be addressed or can be kept. So that's where the problem is, because the perpetrators are getting away with it. And there's a risk of after reporting, what is going to be happening to you? You will be further victimized, especially in tertiary institutions, because you will be now at a spotlight. You have reported your case, and the whole department or the whole institution is knowing about the issue. And as we carried the sexual harassment baseline survey, it was clearly indicated that we protect each other. I mean, the tertiary institutions in terms of the college authorities, because they say if he is a breadwinner, how can we report such a person on issues of sexual harassment? So there's this whole trend of protecting each other, and the who suffers most is the female student, because she will be exposed, and in terms of recourse, they will not get justice in terms of the issue. It has been always said that the perpetrators are getting away with it. So it is a risk to report sexual harassment issues, but we continuously encourage our female students, especially during these 16 days of activism. And as a network, we did not confine ourselves to 16 days. It's 365 days of activism against gender-based violence, because our students are facing sexual harassment almost every day. So mm-hmm. the sensitization and the awareness campaigns are always continuing all the year round. So it's not like this particular 16 days, but we are educating them to really report and come forward to female students network. And one advantage reporting to female students network is that we are an independent organization. We are a civil society. We are not even aligned to the government. So we've got nothing to lose. We expose these perpetrators. But the only issue is that the redress part of it, because it's not within the court of law that sexual harassment can be dealt with. And a lot of questions being asked in terms of evidence. I think this is proper in terms of the legal system. And you cannot go to a lecturer's office anticipating that he is going to sexually harass me so that you will be alert in terms of putting your phone on recorder. So these issues, at the end of the day, our female students are losing the case because of the evidence. But we are saying, how best can we also facilitate dialogue between the lecturers and the students, so that they are also aware as the lecturers that what they are doing to our female students is unethical. I have also highlighted it earlier to say, how can you expect a whole professor, you know, it's very sad that the cases which are receiving right now, it's the professors, the highly educated, those who have got PhDs, they're the ones who are also getting our female students vulnerable. And in terms of their education, we anticipate that they do understand that they also have daughters and sisters who are also in tertiary institutions. Just imagine if the same is being done to a sister or also to a daughter, how do you feel? Mm-hmm. And those people who are on the higher ranks, which we cannot mention at the moment, they are also doing the same. They are also perpetrating violence to these young girls. I don't know what is unique these older men, they are also getting down to the young women. What is it with the young women, especially in tertiary institutions? Because we feel that the academia, they are the backbone of the development of the nation. But if their efforts being thwarted at that level, especially first years, with high cases of the first years being the victims of sexual harassment. Because I think, just to mention, in a certain institution, they say, Berora Vurwa, kana ma first years away. Honestly speaking, Berora Vurwa. And if you are talking about victim-friendly unit, they operate from 8 o'clock to 5 p.m. And in other territories, they are always happening during those dark hours. Where do they go these female students. If they go to the police, the victim family unit is closed.
Uh-huh.
What are we saying? Yes.
Thank you. That sounds really creepy there, Bero Ravurwa. Really sad what is happening in colleges and universities, according to the Female Students Network Trust. Okay, let's move on to this year's theme in Zimbabwe. That theme is Ending Sexual Harassment in the Workplace. Ngize kuwe Nqobile iluphe kanganani udubo lokuhlukuluzwa kwabomama ukubanjwa kwabo iganyavu emisebenzini lapha emahofisi.
Ngiyabonga Mthunga. So lapha nxa sikhuluma silalela uEvanice esithi abantwana baqala bebanjwa iganyavu behlukunyezwa emayunivesithi lasemsebenzini kuyafanana. And to make it worse, in the office, we are now talking about where there is financial power, because a lot of times the situation that women, especially women who are starting out looking for employment, they are women who are coming from a financial position of weakness. They are coming from university, they are coming from college, they have no means. And they are trying so hard in our country that we know where unemployment in the formal sector is very, very high. So the people who do the recruitment processes, they take advantage of this vulnerability of young women. And we are hearing from Evanice that these are the same young women who are being sexually harassed in universities by people in positions of authority, and there's no recourse. So they get into the office before they even get the job. It's the same sexual harassment that they may be exposed to. They get to the office again when they get the job. It's the same sexual harassment. And when you're in an
ngubamba umlomo khona sakhula sisizwa kuthiwa kule carpet interview iyo khuluma ngayo ikho kwenziwa la namuhla.
Iyo engikhuluma ngayo leyo Mthunga ukuthi kulento okuthiwa yi carpet interview la namuhla lokhu sakhona. Leyo carpet interview ikhona njengoba izinto eZimbabwe ziwome kangaka ukuthi umntwana ograduate leyo waqeda isikolo efunda kabuhlungu, whether ufunde e-UZ kumbe e-MSU kumbe ufunde phandle kwelizwe, ukuthi azawuthole lowana msebenzi, baningi abakhulumayo bethi ama-carpet interview ayacelwa, ama-carpet interview ayaphiwa. Nxa kungayisiyo carpet interview, uzathi usungenile lowo msebenzi, kuzaba la ma-carpet salary increments. Lowo oyabe umkhangelela ukuthi ngubhosi uyabe ecela ama-sexual favors, okunye kuqalisa gambijana kancane kancane kuyanda, okunye kuqalisa kube phandle egcekeni. So sikhuluma lapha sithi umntwana okhulunywa ngu-Evanice ovela e-university lapha kade hlukumezwa ngu-lecturer usengena ehofisini uyahlukumezwa futhi. And for me, I think in this environment where we're operating, we cannot stop advocacy and lobbying. If we are feeling that the police are not helping sufficiently, even in that victim-friendly unit, we have the people who are responsible for all our tertiary institutions, so that when our girls are coming out of tertiary institutions, they are confident and they know that their education alone is enough for them to get employment. And that is the Ministry of Higher Education, which is responsible for all the universities. Where the Ministry of Higher Education, if their response is not sufficient, there is a portfolio committee in Parliament that can also assist where we write letters to lobby them to say, please look into this issue. Please look into this baseline survey that we conducted. The portfolio committee at Parliament is there. Their responsibility is to look into issues that the citizens who voted them into that office are crying about. If we are crying and saying our tertiary institutions are not a safe place for students to get in and to study and to work hard and to come out on the other side with a degree, they are the people who are going to fight for us and to get the ministry to make the correct policies, number one, to make sure that the lecturers who are perpetrating these evil harassments are taken through a misconduct process. Because Evan has complained and said, no, but even if we go to court, the evidence is not sufficient. But internally in the university, where it is known that a lecturer or someone in a position of authority has committed sexual harassment, they should be brought to book through the policy of misconduct within the university. They should go to court and they should be charged according to the criminal code for sexual harassment, for attempted rape, for any of those. But as we know, as Evanice is saying, sometimes it is difficult to have those cases prosecuted because lecturers have money to pay the lawyer, whereas the students won't have money. They are being assisted by the state. They won't have money to look for their own lawyers to assist them. So when that young female gets into the office, they are already with a crushed spirit. And number two, they are saying, I am so lucky to get this job because it is so difficult in Zimbabwe to get a job. I will do anything to keep my job, including being sexually harassed and not saying anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
So, Mtunga, this issue is a problem because instead of the young person focusing on working, instead of focusing on achieving what they're supposed to be doing at work, they are constantly worried to say, what if I say no and I get fired?
Uh-huh.
Where am I going to get another job?
Uh-huh.
What am I going to tell my parents? I've been in university for 5 years. I am failing. And then I get fired after 6 months. What do I tell them? So they are going to keep quiet and be subjected to this victimization, to this gender-based violence, and worst of all, to the sexual harassment, even in the office, where it's supposed to be a place of employment, a place of safety.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really still prevalent. It's a problem, and a lot of companies are doing so much that they can to try and also come up with policies to protect women against gender-based violence. They are coming up with grievance procedures where you can go to HR and, you know, you make a complaint through HR and then HR assists you according to the policies in the companies. But it's really important just during this time that every organization comes out openly to say, this is our policy and this is what we are saying about gender-based violence. We do not tolerate it. We speak against it. And if any of our employees are accused of this issue, we deal with it according to our policy and according to the law.
Mm-hmm. Thank you there. Please do stay on the line. It's 12 minutes before the top of the hour. And tonight we are talking 16 days of activism against gender-based violence. And my guests are Ngobile Munzara of the Women in Law Connect, as well as Evanice Munando of the Female Students Network Trust. And the big question we are asking you tonight as a young person, as a youth, is... what role are you playing or should you be playing in combating gender-based violence? Ndimbo Tora Mtereri, wakadi yako Mtereri.
Ndofara mkoma, makasimba ere mkoma Mtunga.
Aiwa, takasimba. Munaitwa ani zita?
Ndi mkoma Donald.
Mkoma Doni Muribo.
Mamboma. Andri bom kwa mamrise kwa kwa wadari wenyo.
Aiwa, tino fara eduka na mchifara kwa mirase kwa South Africa.
Tiri kum kuma kungo dero dero.
Maizo ya tiri kufia nasi.
Menda hizo mkuma. Nyaenda nchote angu tiri kusiriza chese nyangi kuno kupa SABC. Tiko na wakuti ma journalist ya hidi kwa shikazawa. Vane vachizi ni wakuru. My office is my good. Maricha yopane pasina yokubadara kwano gara pa mwana ngasina kwa sugara pa makamba se chikoro kana tupa akopo deshi ne chikoro vachirenda kuti mari yacho yekurenda vamwe vabereki vakanyadzwa kuti havana. Asi pana lecturer uripo umwe unoratidza kuti akuchengeta mhuri yake pachiwana imwe mari inosara. Achida kuti amubhadharire rendi iyoyo. Saka anozongoona kuti hapana yekuseta regai nditongodi nditongoita zvinodiwa nomukuru. Nokuti pane kumusha kwake kwakabva chaiko kusina mari. Anenge achitoza pamwe baba akatengesa ngombe yekupedzisira. I have a financial import.
I have a good idea.
I am going to go to the house. Saka kuti vangoita zvinhu zvisina zvikamwe navarume vanofanira kuti varume vazive kushata kwazvo zvichagubva varipo vasaziva kuita zvokungoverenga mumapepa noti vashoma vanoverenga. Saka ndinoso kuti maorganization aya anofanira kuinvolvawo kuti varume tisete avozorotora vachitiudzana pachedu kuti hano varume nyaya yakadi ndivana tisi vedu ndivana mai vedu ndivanani vedu.
Aha, aiwa
varume vasingazivi zvirongwa vari kuzvichirongwa kuseri zvinji nemasangano evanhukadzi ndizoonesa kuti
Aiwa, tinotenda nekupinda, muchirongwa mukoma Doni. Muwane zuva rakanaka, regai timbotora vamwe vateereri. Tinotenda Donald Mamboma, mulaleri omukuru weStudio 7 usichayelelapo eSouth Africa. Sithathe njalo omunye umlaleli ngiyabona ngulunga. Kunjani mnumzana Lunga?
Ngikona baba kunjani?
Hayi siyaphila singabuza wena.
Hayi nathi ngisiphilele nje la egoli.
Hayi kuyabongeka uyizwile indaba.
Ya indaba ngiyizwile. Hey ngiyabona yena ithandi kuba yinkinga manje ngoba yazi eZimbabwe besazi kuli live beli street kale ngifana nalezo. Kodwa ke manje yabona emva kokudla kokuno ukuthola nje ukuthi yabona abantu abaningi sokunabobani okwazakala ukuthi ma ekwenzo into ethile vele akuthi ukuthi uyomreporta lowo muntu usazi ukuthi mhlawumbe icala lakhona ngeke belithathe noma nje liphelele emoyeni nje lingayi ndawo. So kula abantu abafana nalaba abantu abahlukumeza omama emsebenzini abala-choice omama angayenza ngoba ezinwengela ukuthi ma eqhubeke ngomsebenzi ma engathi uyamangalela nje isikhathi icala lingathathwa noma ekuphelele umsebenzi sesibakha enkingeni. So obekufanele mbone ukuthi bekufanele kwenzeke ukuthi ugovernment ephakamele lezi into ezifana nalezo ngoba inhlonipho ikhangisiya ngokuphela mpela emadodeni abantu bezenzela imathanda kuthi ingaqala emsebenzini ayenze lowo muntu ayenzayo uyahambe ixoxa naye ukuthi ngiyenze ukuthi kusibanibani ngeva mayenze ukuthi ushadile namanjani siyesayibona lento lisenzeka khona la egoli. Ngabe anomnyaka kushuthi uhulumende wathatha isinqumo sokuthi vele kehle bethi bona omunye nomunye wachashwa emsebenzini ngokuthi kuyiwe emacansini noma ikwi-promotion kwayiwe emacansini umuntu ekucela ngaleyo ndlela abaripoti bonke abayizinto ezingaleyo. Hey kwaboshwa abantu abaningi fethu la egoli emapholiseni emafemini kuphi kude baningi abantu ababotshwayo kotheka leyo nto sebeyaripota omama ukuthi ngangena umsebenzi ngokuthi siyenze ukuthi nakubanibani. So le nto manje iyaphambili nasezikoleni sokwenziwa kwathi same thing abantu dala thina sakhuda sasazi ukuthi kuthiwa kulobobhinya vele abahlasele umama eganyeni kodwa khona manje masekwenzeka emakhaya uyabona nje sele ukuthi manje akusena nhlonipho ngiyilize nje the mosha yithi thina abantu.
Aha.
Isikhulisa abantu abangamadoda.
Hayi siyabonga lo ngakahle sithatha umlalelo wokugcina. Siyabonga ungena kuhlelo.
Alright,
ngiyabonga. Ah, nimbotora mkoma Lighton parunari. Magadi enyu mkomango.
Ah, ndinofora makasimbere mkuru wangu.
Aiwa, takasimba. Tipewo pfungwa dzenyu pachidimbu nguva dzafamba.
Ai, nini ndiri kuti vasikana vanhu sikana ava. Ngati vanhu ndivo vanototanga vanhu kuti Sari-sari kuwabwenda nika wanengwa Tasina maari kukuma Resipi kwawe kwa hari koko Tata wanengwa ito tuwaguri wawo Ndiyo pa wano tochanda ipapa
Saka murukuti wasikana ndio wano shukokera
Haa wasikana ndio wano shukokera wawo
Murukudaro ere mkoma Lighton
ndiri kutoreresa.
Aiwa, tinotenda neupinda muchirongwa kwete kuti nguva ndidzo dzafamba.
Ora, tinaita basa.
Aha. Coming to you, ever nice as we wrap up. Lightona said it there you had for yourself, anzi ndimimi vasikana munozvi konzera dambudziko.
Inyaya inosuwisa kuti mukoma Lighton vari kuona nemaonero awo hazvina kuipa. Asi ndofunga kana vaine hanzvadzi kana kuti hama inosangana nedambudziko iri. Ndofunga vanogona kunzwisisa nyaya iyi. Vasikana vanozvigokera sei. These are innocent. And because I talked about the power dynamics, one of the is an old woman, a lecturer for that matter, the one who is mostly respected. And these girls have put in trust, I mean, their trust in that lecturer to say that I'm going to achieve my academic goals through this lecturer. The lecturer is supposed to take these girls through until they finish their degree. But they are the ones coming to them. So, kana achiti vari kuzvigokera, vasikana vanenge vadiko, kuzvigokera nenzira ipi, nekuti neni ndiri kutoshamisikawo kuti kuma college, uko, kune kana kuti kuma university, vasikana nevakomana, ndingati vakasununguka kuita zvavanoita, vachidzidza pamwe chete. Tikaenda kuma teachers college, ndokumwe kunonyanya kundirwadza, nekuti teachers college inoproducer what not a role model. Teacher achaenda pa grade 1 achinotsimudza mwana musikana kubva pa level ye ECD kunosvika asvika ku university ibasa ra teacher.
Ever nice. I'm sorry we are running out of time. Let's leave it there. Ngobile, let's have your last word in brief.
Very much, Mtunga. I would say that a lot of the issues we've discussed today are very disturbing, but we should continue speaking out against gender-based violence at all levels, whether it's at university, whether it's at college, whether it's at the office. And we must do everything that we can to assist victims of gender-based violence. And here I'm calling upon the police who work in the victim-friendly units to take these cases seriously. I'm calling upon our ministers of higher education, our ministers of justice, to also put in place policy measures to protect students who are in university so that they are not subjected to sexual harassment by lecturers. And I'm calling upon parliamentarians to also make sure that they are also playing their part in protecting women from this scourge. I thank you, Mtunga.
Thank you. They well said. Ngobile Munzara of the Women in Law Connect, as well as Ever Nice Munando of the Female Students Network Trust. We were talking about the 16 days of activism against gender-based violence, asking, what are you doing as a young person to combat gender-based violence? Thank you, everyone at home. Thank you to our guests. Let's make another date next week. Same time, same platform. I'm your host, Ntungamilinkoma. Good night, Zimbabwe.